The Perfect Murder by H.R.F. Keating. Chapter 1. It was called The Perfect Murder right from the start. First the Bombay papers plastered it all the way across their pages, and then it was taken up by papers all over India. The Perfect Murder, Police at House. The Perfect Murder, New Police Moves. The Perfect Murder, Police Baffled. Every time Inspector Gauthier saw the words, he felt the sweat spring up all along the top of his shoulders. It was as if every one of India's 400 million people were looking at him, challenging him to break it. The Perfect Murder. Each time he had to pull himself together and remind himself of the cold facts. It was nothing like 400 million people. Most of them would never hear of The Perfect Murder, however many times it made the headlines, in Bombay or elsewhere. Many of them were unable to read. Some of them had never even heard of Bombay. But still people kept calling it The Perfect Murder. And though Inspector Gauthier repeated to himself again and again that all that the case required was the proper procedure, tirelessly applied, each time he heard the words, the long patch of sweat came up right across his skinny shoulders. Arun Vade himself had called it The Perfect Murder the night he had sent for the police with such urgency.
"The Perfect Murder," he stormed, "and in my house, the house of Lala Arun Vade. It must not be allowed. It shall not be allowed."
Inspector Gauthier knew what he meant. Arun Vade was a man of immense wealth, a Lala, a man with vast influence in the highest quarters. A murder in his house was a murder indeed. The inspector swallowed nervously. He had a feeling that he ought not to...